ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण नमस्कृत्यं नरोश्वैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी।
जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की। सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर कंटिन्यूएशन ऑफ रीडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर 15 विच इज एंटाइटल्ड इंस्ट्रक्शंस फॉर सिविलाइज्ड ह्यूमन बीइंग्स। टेक्स्ट 67
एतैरन्यैश्च वेदोक्तिः वर्तमानः स्वकर्मभिः गृहे आप्य अस्य गतिं यायात् राजंसि तद्भक्ति भान्नरः एतैरन्यैश्च वेदोक्तिः वर्तमानः स्वकर्मभिः गृहे आप्य अस्य गतिं यायात् राजं तद्भक्ति भान्नरः एतैरन्यैश्च वेदोक्तिः वर्तमानः स्वकर्मभिः गृहे आप्य अस्य गतिं यायात् राजं तद्भक्ति भान्नरः। एतैः
बाय दीज वेज अन्यैः बाय अदर वेज च एंड वेदोक्तिः एज डायरेक्टेड इन वैदिक लिटरेचर वर्तमानः अबाइडिंग स्वकर्मभिः बाय वन्स occupational duties grihe api even at home asya of Lord Krishna gatim destination yayati can reach rajan o king tat bhakti bhag who renders devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Naraha, any person. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? So Narada Muni continuing, O King, one should perform his occupational duties according to these instructions as well as other instructions given in the Vedic literature, just to remain a devotee of Lord Krishna. Thus, even while at home, one will be able to reach the destination. Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport, the ultimate goal of life is Vishnu, Krishna. So therefore, either by Vedic regulation, regulative principles, or by materialistic activities, if one tries to reach the destination of Krishna, that is the perfection of life. Krishna should be the target. Everyone should try to reach Krishna from any position of life. Krishna accepts service from anyone. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9:32, Mamhi partha vyapasrita yapi suya papa jonaya striya vasya yatha sudram te bijanti param gatim. O son of Pratha, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, vaishyas or merchants, as well as the sudras, workers, can approach the supreme destination. It does not matter what one's position is. If one aim at reaching Krishna by performing his occupational duty under the direction of the spiritual master, his life is successful. So it is not that only sannyasis, vanprasthas and brahmacharis can reach the Krishna. A grihastha, a householder can also reach Krishna, provided he become a pure devotee without material desires. An example of this is cited in the next verses.
Om Jnanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakir Unmilitam Jena Tasme Sri Guru Benama Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Kadamaham Dadati Sopadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitansa Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpataru Vyasha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So thank you very much for the devotees for the joy given me this opportunity to purify myself to reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Because in the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam it is mentioned, so one should recite Srimad Bhagavatam or read Srimad Bhagavatam among with all the Vaishnavas. So those you are all the resident of Vrindavan, so you are all Vaishnavas, so I will just try to myself to recite something which can help in our devotional service. So as we are all hearing since long time, this is the ending of the seventh canto. Sri Narada Muni was instructing Yudhishthira Maharaj in the Rajasya fire sacrifice. You see, from this narration, as we understood, in that sacrifice, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, he was himself also presented there. And the question comes, why is Yudhishthira Maharaj? He did not ask the Supreme Lord himself to understand what is the religious principle. And he was asking Narada Muni. Just was sitting there in Narada Muni. Where Krishna established here one conception here we should understand. Because Krishna spoke in many, many literatures regarding his these occupational duties and what is the duty of a human being. Everything he has explained in Bhagavad Gita and different literatures. But Krishna established one point here, when somebody is not understanding from the person Bhagavad or the spiritual master, so then that knowledge which Krishna is explained in different scripture, that we cannot understand properly. Otherwise, what is the reason here Krishna, he could explain this thing. But he is giving to his pure devotee, Narada Muni, to explain this religious principle. And Narada Muni is explaining it, the religious principle. Everybody, we know that what is our religious principle, our occupational duty. Because Jivara Swarupa Haya Krishna Nitya Dasa, our eternal position is the servitor of the Supreme Lord. But Narada Muni was explaining before, and two chapters already you have been hearing. What is the perfect household life and what is the different occupation in Varna Ashram? As a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, what is the duty and ashram also? As a Brahmachari, Banaprastha, Sannyasi, Grihastha, so what is also their duty? And in the soul, slowly Narada Muni is explaining what is their ultimate goal. In Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, when Narada Muni was approached by Vyasadeva, so same thing also Vyasadeva was explaining Narada Muni. Ki whatever the literatures we are studying, or whatever devotional activities we are doing, and whatever we are sacrificing in our life, and performing many sacrifices like many yajna and whatever we are doing and austerity, the goal of all the activities should be Haritosanam, Sansiddhi Haritosanam. Because that was not explained by Srimad by Srila Vyasadeva. That's why he was not getting happy in his life. Though he explained all the things, Vedic literatures, everything. As Narada Muni told that, because it is not giving Sansiddhi Haritosan, because it is not pleasing the Supreme Lord, what you have explained. So that's why all our activities should be center point to the pleasing the Supreme Lord. That's why Srila Prabhupada explained in the purport. Krishna should be a target of our life. Because everybody has a different target in their life. As we are pursuing different parts of our life, somebody has a different occupation, or somebody is situated in different place and circumstances, so they must have some target in their life, their goal. Without goal, nobody wanders in this world, even materialistic people also. So let's say when we are pursuing this devotional service, so what should be our goal of all our life? So that's why Krishna should be targeted, as Prabhupada is saying that any form of life, as Narada Muni explained, any person, he is situated in any part of his life also. It doesn't matter anything. Whether he is living in India, he is living in a different part of the world, so that does not matter, that he cannot perform the devotional service. Even Narada Muni here saying that even somebody is residing in the household life, he also can perform devotional service by pleasing the Supreme Lord Krishna. As we see in the past, previous yugas, like Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga and Dwapar Yuga. Particularly the women, they don't perform the devotional service or they don't perform much austerity in their life. The man has purpose, as we see, the Kardamuni, Dhruva Maharaj, everything, as we see, the man, they go to perform austerities, and the women, those who live in their house, so by supporting their husband, they are getting the same benefit as their husbands are getting. Only in few cases we have seen, so women go to the forest with their husband, perform austerity like Dhara and Droni, which we see, because they were performing austerity to get Krishna. But here, the beauty of the Krishna consciousness, anybody can take participate in this Krishna consciousness. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, and as Bhaktivinoda Thakur also singing in his song, Grihe thaka, banne thaka, sada hari boli daka, sukhe dukhe bhula naka, badane hari naam karare. So, whatever situation you may be staying in ashram, or you may be household life, that does not matter. Because as we explained in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna was explaining, to understand the Supreme Lord, we must give up the household life. We go to the forest, that is a must. But here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that does not require. You have to go to the forest. So wherever you may be, but that is a preliminary requirement is there. What is that requirement? Any part of your life, any situation of your life, sukhati go, you are in distress or whatever, you are in misery or in happy life. So you don't forget Krishna. Sukhe dukhe bhulanaka, badane hari naam karare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And that was not only verdict of Vedic scripture. That was proved very recently, as we see here. We are all gathering here from different part of the world. So can you imagine 50 years back, the person who is living in the remote part of Africa, he can be approached to Krishna consciousness. There is no way 50 years back. Nobody could think about that. So we had only conception that only Indian, those who are living in this continent, Indian, only they can practice Krishna consciousness. Because Krishna shows in Bhagavad Gita, people have different conception. Jadas dahi dharmasa, Krishna is appearing in this Bharat Bhumi. Only Bharat people can perform devotional service. But Srila Prabhupada, as we see, Prabhupada broke that barrier, because it is explained in the scripture. Sri Vasya Jatha Sudra Tata Jandi Param Gatim. Krishna is explained in Bhagavad Gita 5000 years back. Any person, they can take part in the Krishna consciousness. Not only the Bharatvarsha people can take part in the Krishna consciousness. So that's why, because Krishna consciousness is so much powerful, so it can purify any person and any part of their life, whatever situation it may be. That does not require any qualification. Though Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita, Jayantantagata Papa Janana Punya, you have to acquire pious activities, sukritis, and you have to give up all the sinful activity, other thing, then only you can understand me. But here in Lord Chaitanya's movement, so that was not working. You don't require to get any sukriti or punya. You may be engaged in completely abominable work, which is completely condemned by any Vedic scripture. But when you chant the holy name, then immediately you are situated in devotional platform. That's why Krishna is sadhurabhi mantavya. I am declaring that they are the saintly person. So that's why this is the beauty of Krishna, the Krishna consciousness as explained by Narada Muni. And Srila Prabhupada explained, as I was studying here in this purport, Prabhupada explained that so karma bhihi, Prabhupada explained that occupational duties. Because in a different explanation, as we go to study Srimad Bhagavatam in different commentaries, so many commentators, those who are not actually devotees, they have also some commentary. So they have different explanation of so karma bhihi. But Srila Prabhupada beautifully, he has explained so karma bhihi means occupational duties. Because same thing also in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, when we see that a question by the sages in Naimisharanya, so what is the occupational duty also? There is one of the question. That's why Sutta Goswami was explaining what is the occupational duty. Because for the all living entities, there is only one occupational duties. Because in different scriptures, as we see, so there are different occupational duty for the different people. As born in different caste, different creed. But here in Srimad Bhagavatam it is mentioned, Sabai Punsa Para Dharma Jatta Bhakti Adhakya. Sabai Punsa means all the living entities. Particularly for human beings. It does not discriminate that whether you are Brahman, you are a Kshatriya, you are a Sudra or any part of life. It describes that all human beings, Punsa, Sabai Punsa Para Dharma. Jato bhakti adhakyaje. You have to perform devotional service the Supreme Lord. That's why Sutta Goswami is explaining what is the occupational duty of the people as a question by sages in Naimisharanya. So he's saying that it is only one dharma, one occupational duty. So there is no like 10 occupational duties or many occupational duties as you are in different. Same thing also, as we see in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime with Ramananda Rai. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking the same question to Ramananda Rai. So Lord Chaitanya was asking, my dear Ramananda, you please tell what is the duty of a human being? What is the sadhya? In which activities all the living entity they should engaged. So Ramananda Rai become very humble. So he answered, my dear Lord. So engage whatever circumstances you are may be, any varna and ashram, you perform or you please the Supreme Lord, like here Narada Muni also explaining same thing. When Ramananda Rai was explaining that the Varnashram Dharma, when we perform perfectly and pleasing the Supreme Lord, so that is our occupational duty. Lord Chaitanya was saying, now, so this may be good, but you tell something more. Then Ramananda Rai was explaining that how to give up karmapana. All your result of your fruitive activities, you surrender to Supreme Lord. Because in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also explained, Jat karosi, jat asnasi, jat duyasi, jat asi, jat tak sitan kanteya, tat kurusha madarpanam. So that is not wrong, anything wrong with that. So whatever you do, whatever you offer, whatever austerity you perform, that you offer to the Supreme Lord. So Ramananda Rai was saying same thing. So little, this is little better position. You offer everything, your pretty activity to Supreme Lord. But Lord Chaitanya was saying, no, this is okay, this is okay, but you tell something more. Then Ramananda Raya was explaining, my dear Lord, Krishna spoke in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parita, okay, you give up all this occupational duty, everything, all the religious activities, whatever you position, you may be, you give up all things, complete surrender to me. Where Krishna is saying the Sarva Dharman Paritaja, some Mamekan Saranam Braja, Amtam Sarva Papevyo, Mukhay Shami Masucha. That we say is the ultimatum of in Bhagavad Gita. To reading Bhagavad Gita means completely surrendered to Krishna. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, no, this is also not a proper occupational duty. Because the same Lord who came in Krishna in Dwapar Yuga and he told in Bhagavad Gita this thing, and same Lord coming with Lord Chaitanya, he saying that this is not perfect. So what is wrong with this guy, Bharsha? Is there any wrong with this Sarva Dharman Pariteja? Because Lord Chaitanya was saying that because in the second line Krishna is giving, there is some something Krishna is telling that I'll take all your sinful activities. So this is not pure devotional service. Because in pure devotional service there is no exchange of, there is only one exchange of love. So that is not nothing that I will take away all your sinful activity, then you will perform devotional service. So that becomes business, no? So that's why Lord Chaitanya is saying, no, no, this is not correct. Because there is something here, Lord is saying that, so okay, I will take your sinful activity, that's why you perform devotional service, you give up everything. Because in this material world, if we don't get any benefit, we don't work anything for. In this verse, Krishna is saying, giving some benefit. Okay, I am giving you, you give me yourself to him. So there is some better business here. Then Ramananda Raya again, he was explaining that performing devotional service in different ras to engage ourselves. Only the sake of devotion, we are doing devotional service. Because this is our goal in our Gaudiya Vaishnava, those who have come to this platform by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all the previous acharya, somehow we have endowed to come to this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Only for the sake of a devotion, we are doing devotional activities. There is no consideration in between in our performing devotional service. We don't expect anything that Krishna will give us something when we perform devotional service. Otherwise, when we read Bhakti Rasamrita Sindur, Rupa Goswami is saying that Anya Bhirasita Sunyam Jnana Karma Nabrutam. So there should be no other desire, material desire or anything. I will expect something only for the sake of devotion. Because that is called occupational duty. That's why Prabhupada explained so much occupational duties. Because that is the occupation of a human being. Jibara Swarupa Hai Krishna Nitya Das, that is the occupation. Because when we understand ourselves as a servant, my occupation is a servant, then there is no question of the expecting something from the master. Because I understood that my position is servant, for the sake of service I am serving my master. That's why we should understand it properly, because it is very important in our devotional principle. Because many times we get little disturbed by different analogies and other things. Because every day we are hearing that my occupational duty is to being the servant of the Supreme Lord. But we are missing at the same this point always. When the point comes, when we become little some position, higher position, I am not the servant, now I am the master. in every second of our life. We are forgetting this the main principle of our devotional service. That's why here Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Ramananda Raya was explaining different other, because in that concept, either karma pranam or giving up anything, all everything is surrendered to Krishna. So there is something, some change of expectation. I'll get something from Krishna. But when you are doing the service, only for sake of the service, so there is no expectation. Let's say Ramananda Raya was explaining that particularly the four types of rasas. When one is engaged in his servitorship to the Supreme Lord, because he understands that it is my service. Like we see in the case of Hanumanji, who is the topmost of in the servitor activities of the devotional service of Supreme Lord. So he was not expecting anything that Lord Ram will give me something, so I will engage in devotional service. And what was his service? Every time Lord, when Supreme Lord was there, Lord Ram, so Hanuman was present there in all in whole of his life. And when Supreme Lord takes rest, and Hanuman was, he was guarding the, because nothing should disturb in the sleeping of the Supreme Lord. So there is no rest in his life. And without rest also 24 hours he was serving. Also without any remuneration, any salary. When we are performing devotional service, many times we are asking what we will get. Whether we will serve 8 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours, when some devotee comes to join the temple, how many hours I have to serve? We are asking this question. No? It is very unfortunate because we don't understand properly, because there is no hours to serve, because this is my eternal constitutional position to serve the Supreme Lord. That's why when Lord Chaitanya was talking with Ramananda Raya, when Ramananda Raya was explaining, he was not satisfied with those questions. So that's why Ramananda Raya, he explained these four types of rasa when we engaged in servitor activity, and after servitor activity, when Ramananda Raya was explained, Lord said, okay, now this is something good. The relation between the servant and the Supreme Lord, because that is the main missing point of the our living entities. We forget always our position in the Supreme, as a servant. So there, and that's why we do so much mistake. When we do mistake, immediately we come to this material world to become enjoyer. So that's why Lord Chaitanya told, okay, the, this is something better than the other explanation. So can you tell a little more? Then Ramananda Raya was explaining again from servitor activity. So there is a little more advanced when we become friendship with Krishna. Then Ramananda Raya was explaining the the friends of Krishna, those who are performing devotional service, who are playing with Krishna, they have so much fortune. They are not the ordinary living entities. How fortunate they should be, they are playing with the Supreme Lord. And you see, they are not only playing with the Supreme Lord. Sometimes also they are defeating the Supreme Lord. And they are also riding in the Supreme Lord's soldier. No? Nobody could dare to do that. When you see the Supreme Lord, we can completely bow down. So much awe and reverence. But in that, in Vrindavan pastime, we don't see any awe and reverence among the friends of the Krishna. Then when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he heard this explanation, okay, this is uttama, this is more better. So tell more. more deeper, more deeper. Then Ramananda Vajra Rai was explaining that so after the friendship relation there is a paternal relationship, that is more deeper, more advanced. So and to being a parents of the Supreme Lord is not ordinary thing. That is in Srimad Bhagavatam it is mentioned how they are fortunate. Nanda Yashoda, the Supreme Lord himself, he was drinking the breast milk of Mother Yashoda. How fortunate the Yashoda Mata was. So he was in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is glorifying the fortune of Nanda and Yashoda. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, this is also uttama. This. So what are you telling more? Then Lord Ramananda Rai was explaining that serving in the mood of Kanta is the best. Because in the mood of gopis, so there is no expectation. As we all heard in the pastime of Lord Krishna's pastime, so Krishna told, I cannot give you anything in reciprocate your devotion, your sacrifice and your... So I cannot reciprocate anything, I cannot... So I become indebted through my life. Because in the Braj, there is no expectation of a devotee. We'll get something for Krishna. Like Maharaj, other day he was explaining that... So gopis did not expect that we will go to the hell. When we give our dust from our feet, they don't expect anything. Only for sake of Krishna, they want to do anything and everything. So that's why, as a devotee of Krishna, when we are coming in the line of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so we should understand it properly. Only the sake of our duty as a servant, so we should serve the Krishna. So there will be no expectation in our life. So that was explained by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai. And he was going more and more deeper. So in the end, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, this is the final actually. So that's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Gopi Padak Padak Kamalu Dasa Dasanu Aham. So our mood, those who are coming in this Krishna consciousness, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's line, we should always be always in the mood of the Braj Basij, we should serve. Because you are all here fortunate, you are all living here in Braj Dham. So you have all these qualities of Braj Basij. So I am just trying to only explain, to purify myself. So because then Braj, there is no expectation from Krishna, we will get something if we render any service to Krishna. Because in the material world, when you don't get anything in reciprocation, you don't reciprocate any love. Even the so-called relationship, as we say, the father, mother and other relationship, relatives, or our best friend, as we say, so that relation also does not exist, does not continue in the long term basis. Because there is always some reciprocation, expectation. Though we see in this material world, the parents, they have a natural love for the children, but now that has been completely changed nowadays. When the child is becoming growing, because the parents, they have expectation, I'll put him in the English medium school, best of school, or he'll go to IIT, this thing, that thing, then he'll get a lot of money and... Because when sometimes we see many of our devotees, when we are coming to Krishna consciousness, because their expectation has been crushed. They say, oh, what happened? Is something wrong with my child? Because their expectation, whatever they are expecting from the child, so, and they are rendering also their loving service to the children, so that is also materialistic expectation. So there is no natural love. So that's why only in the Braj, as we see in the different pastime, either in servitorship or in friendship relationship, or in paternal relationship, or in conjugal relationship. All the relationship we see exhibited in the Braj. So there is no expectation at all in this relationship. So let's say here, Narad Muni, as we are reading from Narad Muni's point of view, that's why we should understand our position is as a living entity. We are not the different bodies from the different planets of this world. And our real occupational duty is to serve the Supreme Lord. That's why when we engage in the service of Supreme Lord, that is called Sansiddhi Haritoshanam. Then Supreme Lord becomes pleased, and when Supreme Lord becomes pleased, we automatically become pleased. So that was the explanation here Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the Parpatra. In any stages of your life, you can perform devotional service. And also he saw in his example, Srila Prabhupada. Because in the Vedic scripture it was mentioned, though in the 5000 years ago, as we see also in explanation of Kapildeva and Devahuti. So there Kapildeva also was mentioned in the mind devotional is so powerful. So it can purify any person in any stage of life. And also in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says also same thing. Even the person who is completely abominable, completely rejected person in this material world, if he engages in my devotional service, then Sadhu Rabha, he is my devotee, he is situated in devotional service. And Srila Prabhupada shows in his example. As you see many parts of the world, let's say many times the devotee asks Srila Prabhupada, because in Bhagavad Gita Krishna is saying that if we have a pious deed in your previous life, or you do some sukriti, then somebody can understand the Supreme Lord or come to devotional service. We did not have any pious activities in our previous life. So how did we come into Krishna consciousness? So Prabhupada simply told, I am your pious deeds. I gave you all the pious deeds. There is no necessary, you have to accumulate so many pious deeds in your past life. Because pious life will not give you devotion. You should understand it properly. Pious life will give you only pious life, you will promote to the heavenly planet, not a devotional service. Because the devotional service will give you only by the mercy of a Guru and a Krishna. This is not something that you have to acquire from some. So that's why we have to understand, because the occupational duty of the living entity is to serve the Krishna. So that is remain with all living entities. But due to our misunderstanding, we get diverted in different activities. When the Krishna himself, he comes as a spiritual master and he ignites those consciousness among within the living entity, then he engages in devotional service. That only Prabhupada did. Because the service activities was already existed in the devotees of the whole over the world. They are waiting for that. And Prabhupada just ignited them. He understood, told them, you forgot yourself for that, what you are. He ignited that. That the spiritual master, he only ignited this, our original consciousness, our original occupational duty. When you understand properly, then we acknowledge devotional service. Then there is no devotion. So then you don't see that I am Indian, he is American, he is African. You don't see any discrimination. So you engage devotional service together. We don't say, because in this material world we have some discrimination among the people. But when we come to devotional service, there is no such discrimination because we are in the same platform. Because he understood his occupational duty, I also understood my occupational duty. So we are engaged in our occupational duty as a servant. So that is the message as I understood myself from this verse. If anybody has any question or comment, please. Anybody has any question or comment? You have some? You have?
to the first member of Bhagavan and Sun, how one can achieve the Guru Bhagavan Krishna by the mental activities. Bhagavan and Sun is there. Either spiritual activities can address the supreme destination, either mental activities can address the supreme destination. So how it is possible one can attain the Krishna by mental activities?
As Srila Prabhupada also mentioned in Dasa previous, previous that a regulative principle, either even you are following the Vedic principle, you also follow the regulated way. Even the materialistic activities you are performing, you also do in a regulated way. Regulative way means you engage in a materialistic activities but do for it Krishna. Rishikena Rishikesana Sevaya. All your senses you can utilize for Krishna service. So that is Prabhupada mentioned here. Regulative principle or by materialistic activities. Because when our material activities has been engaged in the service of Krishna, that activities doesn't become material, that become transformed and transcendental. Like Prabhupada mentioned, like this microphone, it become transformed and how it become transformed? When it utilized for Krishna service. Same thing, our material activities, what we are performing, when you are doing for Krishna service, that become transformed in transcendental activities. Any other thoughts or comments? Yeah, thank you very much for your tolerating me particularly. And whatever little explanation came, so I think it will help in your devotional service. That's why I try to explain my. So please bless, so we can do all together a devotional service. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Samvet Bhakta Vrinda ki, Itai Gaur Premanande.